Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a 12 days of the Comic Source episode, and today I'm going to be covering no pun intended. I'm going to be talking about five of my favorite Captain America covers. So I'm doing a few of these episodes here during the 12 days of Christmas just to talk about some of my favorite covers, and these are mostly comics I own. When we're talking about these long runs, like this particular episode, I'm going to be talking about Captain America, we're talking, you know, hundreds and hundreds of issues. So have I gone and seen every single cover and analyzed it? No, I have not. Some of these are pretty iconic. And, you know, when an artist creates a cover that everybody enjoys, even if they're not reading the title or reading the book, it kind of gets out there, you know, gets in the zeitgeist of the comic book community. Sometimes some of these covers, the comic, the issue itself will increase in value just because people love the cover so much. So that's kind of where we are here. And just like sort of the same thing with Iron Man. It's a situation where I own most of these books. These covers have nostalgia for me and they speak to me. And again, they're just really iconic. Like I can remember just by looking at the cover exactly what happened in the issue and that sort of thing. So same thing with Captain America here. Most of these are going to be from the main run, you know, that started back in the 70s and went up until, I guess, Heroes Reborn in the 90s. So from that first era of Captain America, the first one I'm going to mention is Captain America 321. It's covers by Mike Zeck. And again, it's just a cover that immediately pulls you in. First of all, Mike Zeck's an amazing artist. His images have a real strength to them. You know, his heroes are square jawed and, you know, powerful and muscular. But this particular image, it's so sort of antithetical to who Captain America is. He's holding an Uzi and he's firing and he's got this grimace on his face and bullets are flying out and smoke. And it's just a very powerful image, but you immediately want to pick up the book because you think, well, Captain America doesn't use guns. Why is he firing this weapon? And it's a Flag Smasher story. And spoiler alert for a comic that's, I don't know, 40 years old, I guess, almost 40 years old. Captain America does fire a gun. He does use an Uzi in this issue, and it tears him up that he has to do that. So it's a great issue. It's a great cover, really powerful Mike Zeck image. And actually, three of the five Captain America covers are by Mike Zeck. I didn't do that on purpose. It's just how it kind of played out. The next one I'll mention is Captain America 332, Captain America No More, very famous cover. Let's start with the little character box on the cover. Instead of having Captain America in it like it normally does, it has Abraham Lincoln, and he's shedding a tear. And this is when Cap actually gave up. Steve Rogers gave up being Captain America, and John Walker took over because the United States government basically came to Steve Rogers and said, hey, we own you have to work for us because we created Captain America. You know, we created the symbol, we gave you your shield, we gave you the costume, we gave you the name, and you have to work for us and do what we're telling you to do. And it was kind of this, you know, back room black bag kind of cabal that we're going to use him for maybe nefarious means to, you know, kind of advance their agenda. Where he, you know, Steve Rogers feels like, no, I'm a symbol of the American people and I need to be transparent in what I'm doing. I'm a hero. And they gave him the ultimatum and eventually he gave up. In this issue, he gives it his decision and he walks away from being Captain America. So on the cover, you see the American flag and the red from the red and white stripes is running like it's blood. And Steve is sort of standing there in his Captain America uniform, shoulders down, head down, just despondent that he's giving up everything that makes him who he is. So again, a very powerful cover. You look at this and you go, wait, Captain America No More. That's what it says, you know, but normally just says Captain America. This one's Captain America underneath that No More in big letters. You immediately want to know, wait, what's going on? Why is there going to be no more Captain America? So again, one of the situations where a cover really, really pulls you in. All right. The third Mike Zeck cover, another very famous cover. It's from Captain America Annual 8, where Cap and Wolverine fight before they inevitably team up, like all those Marvel fights as they start off. And on the cover, again, very powerful by Mike Zeck. Captain America and Wolverine are facing off, and Wolverine has taken a big swipe with his adamantium claws and impacted Cap's shield. And there's a big spark of kind of flame and what have you, because adamantium claws versus adamantium shield, you're going to get a big spark. And it's just a very famous, very powerful cover. So I had to put it on there. Super dynamic. And again, one of those situations where you look at the cover of this annual and you're like, well, I'm buying that. Captain America and Wolverine are going to fight? Hell yeah. Look at this badass image. And not that it's not a great story, but the reason that this annual is still to this day in demand is based on the powerfulness of this cover, based on how cool it is, how iconic it is. So still in demand to this day. Next up, this is actually the last issue of this volume of Captain America. It's number 454 from 1996, right before the Heroes Reborn starts. It's by Ron Garney, and it says, "Farewell to a Living Legend." You've got Steve Rogers' Captain America title there, and Captain America sort of standing on this rubble. He's holding an American flag. He's got a shield strapped to his arm, and he's just standing there looking iconic. His face is sort of in shadow as he looks up at the flag. So it's everything a Captain America cover should be, you know, that symbol of liberty. You know, he looks strong. The background is cool, with some dark clouds with some bright sky between them, kind of orange and reddish. There's smoke coming up from kind of the rubble that Cap's standing on. So again, just a really iconic looking cover. So I had to throw that one on the list. And then the last one is the only one I have from a more recent series. It's from the 2011 series, which was Ed Brubaker's final work on the series. And it's actually from the final issue. So it's issue 19 of volume 6. It's by Steve Epting. And on the cover, we see Captain America running towards us, and he's holding a flag in his hand. And it's not on a flagpole or anything. He's just holding it, and it's streaming out behind him. And it says, "The final issue of Captain America." And in the background, it's just this montage. And we see all these different people from Captain America's life. We see Nick Fury and the Winter Soldier and Baron Zemo. We see Crossbones and the Red Skull and the Falcon and Sharon Carter, Baron Von Strucker, Batroc the Leaper, MODOK, it looks like. I mean, just all these characters that have sort of made Captain America who he is over the years. And when you read the issue, it's very much a kind of a retrospective, I guess you'd say, of Captain America and Steve Rogers thinking back over his career as Captain America and all the things he's dealt with and what it means to be Captain America, and how that mantle of Captain America carries with it sort of a responsibility and a weight. And this cover sort of conveys that very well. I mean, just look at the cover and it just looks cool. It just looks like a really great cover. And you don't realize until you read the issue how much the cover sort of suits the issue. Because in these more modern covers, that's not always the case. It used to be a cover was like a scene from the comic, or a different version of a scene from the comic. And then we just got away from that. And they're just sort of these pinups, and they don't always tie in with what's going on in the particular issue, but this one does very, very well. So and I think Steve Epting is a great artist, and he doesn't get enough credit, doesn't get enough recognition. I think a lot of people forget about how incredible he is. So the color work on this is exceptional as well. Everything in the background is sort of this red tone, reddish and white. So it helps Captain America sort of pop off the cover at us with his red, white, and blue. So just absolutely love this cover. All right. Well, that's going to do it for my favorite Captain America covers. I'll be back with more of these today. Want to thank everybody for listening as always, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource, Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.